With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. It's called the Big Beautiful Bill. And somewhat surprising, President Trump says he doesn't support every item in the measure. White House correspondent Greg Cluxton explains.
As the Senate tackles the House-approved bill, the president said he expects there to be some changes.
I'm not happy about certain aspects of it, but I'm thrilled by other aspects of it. That's the way they go. It's very big. It's the big, beautiful bill. But the beautiful is because of all of the things we have.
Primarily the tax cuts, he said. Last week, Trump senior advisor Elon Musk criticized the bill, expressing disappointment that it would increase the deficit and undercut his DOGE efforts. Greg Clugston, The White House.
Russia's attacks on Ukraine have killed two more people, including a 9-year-old girl. Uncertainty, meanwhile, remains around whether Kyiv diplomats will attend a new round of peace talks proposed by Moscow for early next week in Istanbul. Russia's Ministry of Defense says it gained control of a Ukrainian village in the Donetsk region and another in the northern Sumy region. Defense Secretary Pete Hegseth reassuring allies in the Indo-Pacific that they will not be left alone to face increasing military and economic pressure from China. BBC correspondent Sarani Tiwari reports.
He really put the onus on powers in the region, in the Asia-Pacific, to increase their defense spending in order to try and balance out what China is trying to do and China's increasing influence in the region. He said, look at Europe. Because of Ukraine, all the countries there have increased their defense spending, and Asia needs to do the same, not only because China is such a real threat, but also because North Korea is in this region as well.
Court documents reveal that the 10 men who escaped from a New Orleans jail more than 2 weeks ago received help from at least 15 people, many of them friends and family, who provided food, cash, transportation, and more. This is SRN News. A man receives a degree from a women's college, SRN's Michael Harrington reports.
Rachel Levine was the Assistant Secretary of Health and Human Services under President Biden. Levine is also a man living as a woman. But that has not stopped Smith College, the noted women's school, from awarding Levine an honorary degree and the opportunity to deliver the commencement address to a graduating class of more than 600 women. Women's Declaration International, a feminist group, protested Levine's award. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates have filed suit against Arizona to unravel several laws regulating abortion in the state. The lawsuit was filed by two providers in the state and the Arizona Medical Association. It comes more than 6 months after voters enshrined abortion in the state constitution up to fetal viability, which is the point of which an unborn baby can survive outside the womb. The advocates are seeking to undo laws, including those that bar abortions sought based on genetic abnormalities. This is SRN News. Historic spending cuts to Medicaid health coverage and the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program are included in the budget package passed by the House of Representatives last week. As it stands, the legislation would slash Medicaid spending by roughly $700 billion and SNAP by about $300 billion. But Jonathan Williams of the American Legislative Exchange Council says implementing a work requirement for Medicaid recipients who are able to work is a good idea.
I think the Senate may even look to go further. But I mean, what the House did is actually come forward with the common sense work requirements that so many states have looked to engage in if they were able to get waivers from the federal government to do so. And that's going to have some major savings.
Hollywood is mourning the death of Loretta Swit, who played Major Margaret Houlihan in the hit TV series MASH. She was 87. Swit played the demanding head nurse of a behind-the-line surgical unit during the Korean War. And along with Alan Alda, was the show's longest-serving cast member. She died at her home in New York City. More details at srnnews.com.